Yeah, well, you're a professional cock tease. Ah, shut up, Rax. Just shut the fuck up. I can't. So, Lola, how much do you charge for sex? One night. No holes barred. The drunken dick part of me laughs at my stupid joke. The serious Sam in me has a butt-puckering moment of clarity. You just fucked up royally, buddy. I expect her to get up, slap my face, and walk out of my life for good. She stares me down like a pissed-off mama bear. My nuts lose some of their swell and begin a hasty retreat into my gut. Yet I'm not smart enough to take back what I said. Go fucking figure. Scooting closer as I place my hand on her thigh, the softness ignites the flame in me. I need Jasper, doggy style, tonight. I can hear her moaning now. All the pounding makes her apple bottom bounce. Don't you touch me, David. She squeezes my hand on her thigh, crushing the bone together. Ouch, what the hell? I snatch my hand from her vice grip. That fucking hurt. Uh-huh, well, that's how I fucking feel, too, when your ass lies to me. Her voice is hoarse, like she's been yelling. Why not warn me that that bitch is gonna be there? Oh, her anger is palpable. It's ludicrous how she approached me, like I'm the side chick. Siku fell down, moaning all the while, hot all over, sweating and panting. He yiped in surprise as he was flipped onto his hands and knees with ease. Siku braced himself on the cold metal of the pickup truck bed the Alpha was claiming him on. Slick wetness pooling in his inner thighs, flowing from his stretched asshole. He would have preferred his den for their first meeting, but Siku knew very well he wouldn't have been able to resist the Alpha long enough to make the long journey home. He couldn't imagine them walking without meeting with each other every step along the way. We watched each other undress in the shadows of the room. I was completely embarrassed because my body was one big fat potato with hanging breasts, while Raymond's body was well-defined and, oh, sported a pornographic penis. My eyes couldn't focus very well in the low light, but his yellow body seemed to have been covered in railroad tracks of blue veins. As I got onto the bed, Raymond grabbed me from behind and got onto the bed with me at the same time. His skin felt rough and leathery. Is this what a 40-something-year-old man's body feels like, or is it just his body? He lay on top of me as I lay on my stomach, feeling his member between my legs. "Turn on your back," he ordered. I, like putty in his hands, did just that. He lay on top of me, missionary style, rubbing his hard penis in between my legs, making love to me. Through the shadows, I saw him staring into my eyes. His body was sweating as he moved in and out between my legs like a jackhammer. His body was oozing a funky metallic odor, just like Morris did when he was sexually aroused. When his lips touched mine, I closed my eyes and felt his tongue roaming inside my mouth. Both our tongues were exploring each other's, but my tongue felt something unusual with his.